Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, main story time as we are hanging out, doing our stuff, and doing activities, if one may say it in that fashion. By the way, thanks for the messaging here, because it's getting a little crazy-azy over there. So, I remember one episode we did not so long ago that we talked about. What did we talk about exactly? We talked about
La Pasión.
La Pasión. Yeah, we talked about that. Straight up stolen from Batista from Dexter, just in case, because that's how he says it. But, you know, sometimes you have to be committed to some of the passions that are in your life. And I'm not talking about anything weird or raunchy here. I'm talking about passions of doing the work. I'm talking about the passions that you go around and doing the stuff that you enjoy the most. You would sacrifice anything to do this. You know what I'm talking about? Like, does that sound familiar to you? Or does it just sound like a dude that's off his rocker in regards to talking about some of this stuff? And it's okay if you believe that it's the latter, because these things do happen where it does sound like I'm a little, you know, losing it sometimes. And that's okay. That doesn't bother me. But it shouldn't bother you either that I talk about I won't go as far as saying craziness, but I'll go as far as saying that I will talk about things that might not make people super comfortable in regards of doing it. And listen, sometimes the level of work that we do has a lot that you have to commit to, has a lot of stuff that you have to say, hey, I'm a gnarly arly and willing to do some of this stuff, opposed to just saying, I'm just going to do it. So with that being said, why don't we talk about some of this? Why don't we talk about what you had to do to get to where you're at? What did you have to do to get exactly to this point in your career? Because some people get bothered when you start asking those questions, and I'm okay with not asking. And if you were to look back at your whole trajectory of things that you've done, would you be okay with where you're at now? Like, would you look at this and be like, hey, it's okay. It's okay of everything that we've done. Because some people would not be okay with it. And I will tell you, I am quite obsessed with this little band that they're talking about music and how they do stuff. So I want to play a little clip real quick, which I normally don't do on main stories, but take a listen to this.
It's basically the same thing we do now with slightly better
aesthetic we've kind of created as well. Like, Michelle will go home and do mood boards.
Hold on, I might have screwed the pooch on this one. Hold on.
Deep passion for each of us. It's just something we would do whether we had fans or not, or people listening, paying us, coming to shows or not. We would use whatever we had at the time to write all of our albums. Our Shadows album, that was all written, recorded, produced by us in like Paul's studio with probably broken mics and like not the best gear at the time.
It's basically the same thing we do now with slightly better equipment.
Better equipment, yeah.
Our aesthetic we've kind of created as well. Like, Michelle will go home and do mood boards for music videos and our merch. So yeah. It's a do-it-yourself kind of operation.
Yeah, and I mean, let's talk about that. How many do-it-yourself operations do we kind of do sometimes? Because that's the other aspect here. We talk about so many different things and do so many different things. Now, I reference this for a particular reason. This particular band is referred to as Cannons, and they are passionate about the stuff that they do. And they're talking briefly there that, you know, they do some random stuff.
Duh.
In regards of how they got their music started and so on. And I have been to organizations where budgeting has been minimal when it comes to certain things inside of what we'll call, for this particular section, the safety department, for when people want to do what they call a safety blitz, where they go out there and they try to pass out stuff, information related to safety. And I've seen people be super creative. And I go sometimes, not that you need to actively care more about people, because that's not what we're going to dive into, but why is it that there's such a passion to the work that you do that you're willing to do the odds, the ins, and the outs to make things work? Now, listen, There are a bunch of musicians there that are talking about this, but we're talking about something entirely different. We're talking about you working for an organization, a corporation, an LLC, however you want to word it, and you're going above and beyond to make sure that things work. Why is that passion in you to do this? And are you that passionate about everything? I ask these questions not to stir up emotions. I don't ask these questions to kind of go, oh, no, you need to stop being passionate about other people's stuff. But when you become that passionate, what is it that's driving you? What is it that's behind you that you're going, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. This doesn't make a lot of sense. It should work. It shouldn't work. So on. I'm just asking because I want to make sure that we all have a better understanding of this. At the end of the day, you need to do the things that you're passionate about, but at what cost? If you go into that interview in particular, they talk about how they worked 6 to 6 and then they would do their music stuff. I will tell you, I have seen people that are in what we'll call the safety department that will do things that one would consider out of the ordinary to make sure things work. At the end of the day, it's not about passion. It's about what you feel that you need to be doing. It's one of those things that a lot of people will look back and go, this is what I'm committed to. And a lot of people that do this work, the work that you and I do, it's about the others. It's about the other people in the space. It's about people making it home, hopefully. So when you look at this, what's driving you? What's la pasión for you?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.